Let us turn to God's Word in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Listen for God's Word. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. That was the first registration and was taken by Quirinus, was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. Because he was descended from the house and family of David, he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Casablanca is considered by many to be one of the greatest movies of all time. The most quoted line from this classic film is offered by Humphrey Bogart, the male lead, to Ingrid Bergman, who is the female, his love interest. And he said, "The problems of two little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world." Perhaps you've often felt this same way. With wars, the constant threat of terrorism, seemingly endless array of natural disasters and poverty and hunger in much of the world. Of what is important is this relatively minor problem of a couple of people. Well, maybe it's true. Maybe the problems of the couple of people aren't a big deal to this world. But I just want you to know that it's a really big deal in heaven. The God of the universe, the creator of this world, ordered the events of a massive empire so that two little common people could fulfill a destiny that had been prescribed for them. The Roman world jumped in obedience to Caesar's decree that a census should be taken. But the real event, the important one, was ordered by God and prophesied by Micah 7 centuries before. Not only did the problems of two little people have a significance in a crazy world, their problems were a precursor in the event that would provide an escape for all the problems of the world. Ah, but that was Mary and Joseph, you say. I'm just this little old me. Listen, as the angels remind you of the purpose of Mary and Joseph's little baby in verses 8 through 10. The message to the shepherds was one of good news and great joy, not just for the shepherds or the people of that day, not just for Jews or for Gentiles, not simply for any group of people because of talent or genetics, but to all who will believe in him. David, speaking of God, said to Solomon, "If you seek him, he will be found. The same is true for us as well. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And what was the news? Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. Did you hear that? Maybe the announcement will have more impact if you insert your own name. So let's try that. Today in the town of David, a Savior was born to Todd, to whatever your name is. Feel that moment given to you. Fill your name in there. I don't know about you, but I need a Savior. Actually, I do know about you. You need one too. We all need a Savior. We're all sinners. That's the reason the thought of being in the presence of a holy God is so frightening. Whenever God's messengers or God himself appeared to man, fear was always the first response. Sometimes inside us tells us that we're not worthy to be in the presence of the holy God. That's something that is in there because God has placed it there for us. God desires that we recognize our own unworthiness so that we will be willing to accept the righteousness as he prepared for us in Jesus Christ. So the angel had to ease the fear of the shepherds. Fear not. A Savior has been born to you. That's cause for celebration. That's a celebration that is exactly what followed. Suddenly a massive heavenly choir appeared and God was praised in the highest parts of heaven. And as for those on earth, well, peace was proclaimed. You see, where there is fear, there can be no peace. But once the fear is removed and the news is received, it is followed by peace, but not for everyone. Peace is reserved for those on whom God favors rest. And it rests on those whom he is pleased. And he is pleased with those who seek him. Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But the Bible also refers to him as the Son of Man. He is God's Son, my Son, your Son. Unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given. In a crazy world, the problems of two little people, much less the problems of one, receive little notice or attention. But in the realms of heaven, they are a very big deal. My prayer tonight is that you will meet and receive this Savior, Christ the Lord, just for you. Amen.